Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Good morning. I'm James Holman from The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Monday, November 30th. Here are election 2020 updates from today's show. The recount of presidential ballots in Wisconsin's two largest counties reconfirmed Sunday that Biden beat President Trump in that key swing state by more than 20,000 votes, the latest example of the president's flailing efforts to undo the election results. The completion of the recount, which the Trump campaign had requested, added to a pileup of defeats for the president as he continues to attack Biden's victory, claiming without evidence that widespread fraud tainted the results. His campaign has vowed to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, though it has yet to do so, while suffering losses nearly every day in state and federal courts. Under Wisconsin law, Trump was required to foot the bill, meaning that his campaign actually paid $3 million to see Biden widen his margin by 87 votes. Roz Helderman and Amy Gardner report that four of the six states where Trump has questioned the results have already certified their vote tallies. His efforts to stop Michigan officials from finalizing the vote there ran aground. A hand recount of ballots in Georgia confirmed Biden's win in that state, and a second recount there will conclude on Wednesday, but Georgia officials say it won't significantly change Biden's 12,000-vote margin of victory. Meanwhile, two new court decisions in Pennsylvania late last week rejected the Trump campaign's attempt to halt the vote count in that state. The last key vote certification could come Monday, today, when Arizona is set to finalize its results, along with Wisconsin. Republicans, including the three who sit on Wisconsin's six-member election commission, may attempt to delay certification. However, under state law, the chair of the commission, currently a Democrat, has the authority to finalize the results. Even if the Trump campaign were to pull out a surprise courtroom win, which legal experts say is unlikely, it would do little to change the outcome of the race, which Biden won with 306 electoral votes. The Electoral College will meet on December 14th to formalize Biden's victory. Thanks for listening. I'm James Holman. If you want to hear full episodes, find The Daily 202 every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.